Today's daf is Vachim daf Kufches, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. So we're moving along in a very lumdish perek Hashoichet v'hamayla, the 13th perek of Masechtas Vachim. And as we've seen, the topic of perek Hashoichet v'hamayla is the Isser of Shchutei Chutz and the Isser of Halaas Chutz. The Torah is very clear. It's in Parshas Achrimos. It's repeated again in Parshas Re'eh that a korban had to be brought in the Makom HaMikdash. So much so that if somebody had a korban, he was makdish an animal, it's now a korban, and he brought it outside of the Makom HaMikdash, not only did he do an Avera, not only does he get a slap on the wrist, but he's Chayiv Karis. It's one of the Lamed Vav Chayiv Krisos that the Mishnah mentions right in the beginning of Masechtas Krisos. Additionally, we saw that the Torah separated the parsha of Shechitas Chutz and the parsha of Halaas Chutz. So it's one parsha, Perek Yizayin in Sefer Vayikra, but it's really Achash Yishtayim. It's two independent parshiyos within the one parsha. You have the parsha of Shechutei Chutz, you have the parsha of Halaas Chutz. Additionally, we saw that it's not only Shechita and Halaas. So far, we learned in the Gemara, we'll see more as we continue along in the parak, but we already saw Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, what the makar is, but they both agree that if somebody does Zrika b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv as well. Kmitza b'chutz, Kabbalah b'chutz, you're going to be potter. But the point is, although the Torah mentions the halachas of chutz regarding shchita and halah, it's not unique to shchita and halah. There are other avodos that if somebody would do b'chutz, the halacha is that he would be chayiv as well. Additionally, we saw that the halacha of shchita's chutz is related to avodah zarah. The Torah says very, very clearly that the reason that it's so chomer not to bring a carbon b'chutz is v'lo yizbuchu oides zevcheim l'se'irim asherim zoy. It's a harchaka, so to speak, so that if you will be careful and you will never bring even a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chutz, now we're a little bit more comfortable that you'll never be Eved Avodah Zarah. But there's a slippery slope, and if we're going to allow you to bring a carbon to Hashem b'chutz, you may choose to now bring a carbon to another deity b'chutz. In other words, you may be Eved Avodah Zarah. So at its core, the reason the Torah said Shechitas Chutz is Aser is related to the idea of Avodah Zarah. Regardless, there's a lot more raid that we need to speak out, just in terms of understanding the halachos of Shechutei Chutz, and Bezrat Hashem will get to it in the coming days. Today's going to be hashtag no raid. Regardless, we begin with a classic Gemara. Itmar hamayla bezman hazeh. If somebody is mayla kachim b'chutz nowadays, in other words, today that there's no Beis HaMikdash, if somebody would be makdash a carbon, harezu oilo, and then he would be mayla that carbon b'chutz, is he chayiv karis for halaas chutz, or is he not chayiv karis? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And as we like to say, whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you know you're learning a real sugya. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv. Reish Lakish, I'm a potter. Rabbi Yochanan says if someone's maile, even bezman hazeh, he's going to be chayiv. The reason is kedusha rishoy mekitchel l'shayit v'kitchel l'asalavet. Because although today there's no Beis HaMikdash, but the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still exists. And being that there's still kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, if somebody has a carbon, technically, theoretically, hypothetically, he still has an obligation to take that carbon and bring it to the Omayit, to be makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash. Thus, you have the Isser of not being makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash. So being that, although there's no physical Beis HaMikdash today, but you still have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, makrivin afal pichayim bayis, so there is a concept of being makriv a carbon bezman hazeh, so it makes sense then, that in the same vein, the flip side of that coin, that there should be a problem if someone has a carbon and he doesn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Reish Lakish amash pater, Reish Lakish says you're pater. Kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaito, v'loy kitchel l'asa l'avoy. Reish Lakish, there's no Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. That when Titus HaRasha and Vespasian and the Roman Empire destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, with that, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And being that there's no Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, so that there's no obligation, there's no possibility to bring a carbon, so what should be the problem if someone is makriv, a carbon, chutz from the Beis HaMikdash? In other words, this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says the Gemara, which is really a detail, it's a sif katan in the laws of Hashoichet HaMailo, really has broader international ramifications. It's related to a much more general machlokes in Shas, a machlokes that appears very often in Shas, and that is whether Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Lasalavai or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'Loi Kitchel Lasalavai. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, name of the Beplukta the Rebbe Eliezer Rabbi Shua Kamiflaki, would it then make sense to say that the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is really telling the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yishuk, Tamar, Nuntan, Misham, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Kishayibon, Mehechol, when the Yidin were building the Hechol in the beginning of Bayesheni, said, Buchanetzah destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He took the Yidin into Golas for 70 years. At the end of the 70 years, Kairesh, Cyrus the Great, allowed the Jews permission to go back up to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And it took many, many years, 20 plus years, until the construction of the Beis HaMikdash was finally complete. And Rabbi Eliezer was relating what he had heard, the Mesoira tradition. Rabbi Eliezer lived 400-500 years later. But Rabbi Eliezer was relating what he had heard regarding how the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash went down. Said Rabbi Eliezer, I heard that when they built the Heichal, Hayoisim Klom BeHeichal, Klom BeAzaris, that they made curtains around the area of the Heichal, and they made curtains around the area of the Azar. Meaning, in the long run, there weren't going to be curtains, there were going to be walls, but it takes time until you construct the wall. So during the interim period, before the construction of the Beis HaMikdash was complete, they immediately hung up curtains surrounding the area of the Heichal and surrounding the area of the Azara. Stating that, said Rebbe Eliezer, there was a difference between the way the curtains were situated in the Heichal and the Azar. In the Heichal, the curtains were to the inside of the Heichal. In other words, when they were building the wall, they were standing outside of the curtains. And in the Azara, they built the curtains on the inside, meaning they were standing from inside the Azara, building a wall around them. The reason was because you don't want to stand in the Heichal. It's okay to stand in the Azara. So when the Yidden were building the Heichal, they shouldn't be standing in the Heichal, so they made the Klami B'fnim. It's like this, they could be standing on the outside. The Azar, it's okay. Anyone's allowed to go to the Azar as long as you're not Tamei. So that already wasn't an issue. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard differently. I heard Shayu Makriven, Afal Pishayim Bayis, that during those 20 or so years before the Beis HaMikdash was complete, the Yidden brought Karbonos, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. In fact, even today, said Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no Beis HaMikdash. Makriven, Afal Pishayim Bayis. Additionally, V'eichon even though Kachik Adashim was only eaten lefnim min haklon, I heard that they used to eat Kachik Adashim even though there was no klon. And Kachin Kalu Meister Shedi Afa Bishin Chayma. And even Yerushalayim, which once upon a time had a Chayma surrounding it, we don't have the real Chayma Yerushalayim, but it's okay to eat Kachim Kalu. And Rabbi Shua said the reason is because Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asalav. Says the Gemara, Lav Michlal, the Rabbi Eliezer Sava Loi Kitcha. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said that I heard that when the Yidden were building the second Beis HaMikdash, they made sure to have klaim, curtains surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua commented to Rabbi Eliezer, and he's Rabbi Eliezer, I don't agree. I heard Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis. What was Rabbi Yeshua's comment? Rabbi Yeshua's comment, as the Gemara probably was, he understood that what Rabbi Eliezer was trying to say was the reason they had to build these curtains was because they needed a tzura of a Beis HaMikdash in order to be able to bring karbanos. And they either wanted to bring karbanos during that interim period. They didn't want to wait 20 years until the Beis HaMikdash was finally built. They wanted to be able to bring karbanos during the interim period. So what did they do? It takes time to build a Beis HaMikdash. So they had like an interim Beis HaMikdash, so a makeshift construction with a pareches and klayin, not the real walls, and that allowed them to bring karbanos. But that's why they needed the klayin. And on that, Rabbi Yeshua commented, he said, it wasn't necessary, because makriv and afal pishayim bayis. Aha! In other words, says the Gemara, ma michlal, don't you see from there, the Rabbi Eliezer sabat loy kitcha. So Rabbi Eliezer obviously holds that they needed the curtains, because kedusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'asalavai. It's only Rabbi Yeshua that said, shamati shamakriv and afal pishayim bayis. In other words, whether kedusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asalavai, or kedusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'asalavai, is a machloikis tanoim. So this machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, v'damayim b'zman hazeh, is going to be chayav or potter, which the Gemara said is telling kedusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita. Isn't it really a machlekes tanoim? Isn't it a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, it's not muchachimai. How do you know? Maybe everybody else kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalavi. Meaning, even Rabbi Eliezer held kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalavi. If that's the case, what was he saying? What was he trying to say when he said they made klayim? Wasn't he trying to say they needed the klayim? Because if not, they couldn't have brought karbanos and bring out the halachic ramification, all the ramifications that you find throughout Shas. that would come about if you hold Kedusha Rishayin and Kitchel L'Shaita V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavai. The Gemara says, no, he was just saying what he had heard. Umar Mai Deshmi Leikomer, Umar Mai Deshmi Leikomer. He was just saying that he heard they built Kloim. V'chitem Kloim the Rebbe Leaz Alamali. Okay, but why then were there Kloim? Says the Gemara, that's Tznius of Alma. If it's Tznius, so not everybody should see what was going on. It wasn't important for every person that went to Yerushalayim and ascended the Har HaBayis to see all the construction that was going on. They did it for Tznius purposes. They were bringing Karbanos. They didn't want everyone to see. The Beis HaMikdash was a mukim of Tznius to a certain degree. Right? You find this concept of Tznius in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was for Tznius purposes. But as it relates to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha was there. Shleima Melech's Kedusha didn't go anywhere. Because Kedusha Rishayin, a kitchel a shaita, a kitchel a sadlavai, say according to Rabbi Eliezer, say according to Rabbi Yeshua, thus the machloikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish is not a machloikis Tana. It's not this machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, obviously, you see the words Kedusha Rishayin, a kitchel a shaita, a kitchel a sadlavai, the first thing that comes to mind is raid. So we should be speaking out a lot of raid, but like we said this morning, is hashtag no raid. Bezrat Hashem later in the week will speak out raid and hopefully a lot of raid as it relates to this. Machloikis, but for now, weiter itmar.
Was Yeshua didn't get involved in this machloikis of kitchelas love and kitchelas shaita?
So that seems to be this shak levetayr in the Gemara between Ravina and Ravashi. Ravashi seems to think that the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai, and Ravina's commenting back, it's not mochach. Ravina said that it could be it has nothing to do with Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai. Correct. They were the Chachmei Yavna that had witnessed Churban Bayis Sheni. Notice though that the Machlekes is where the Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai, and these were the Tanoim that had witnessed Churban Bayis Sheni, and they're not even discussing Kedusha Shnia. What happened to Kedusha Shnia? So again, this is all a discussion, and in general, there's other Shitas HaTanoim in Shas, and there's many Tosfos in Shas that discusses all this. Some of it we've already talked about, but there's a lot of Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush here. We'll save that for later in the week. Zok Gemara Itmar Hamaylo Ve'Ein Bei Kizayis. That's Poshet. We'll see more about the Shir Halah either in today's daf or we'll see that in tomorrow's daf. But that's clear that there's a Shir of how much a person has to be Maylo in order to be over the Chayvei Krisos of Allah. So it says the Gemara, Hamayla Vein Bei Kizayis, at the bare minimum, it has to be a Kizayis. So what if somebody's Mayla and there was no Kizayis? But that's a Mashal of the Kizayis, but there was a bone attached to the meat, and the bone is Mashlim, the shear of Kizayis. So do we say that we have a Kizayis now, you're going to be Chayv for Allah? So it's not. Rabbi Yechon, Chayv, Rishol, Kizayim, Pot. Rabbi Yechon, Chayv, Rabbi Yechon, says, Yechayv, Chiburei, Oilin, Ka Oilin, Dami. Because even though there's no Din Haktara on the Etzem, so that from that standpoint, you can argue, why should there be a problem of halas chutz on the etzem? And you don't have a kezayis without it. But at the same time, says Rabbi Yochanan, as long as the etzem is attached to the basar, it's ke'oilin dami, it has a din of basar, and therefore it could be mashlim to kezayis. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, patech hiburi oilin laf ke'oilin dami. We don't look at it as attached to the basar. There's no din haktar on the etzem. There's only a din haktar on the basar. You don't have a kezayis of basar. And as a result, you're going to be potter. Boy, Rava, another Shaila, Hamayla, Roish Ben Yoina. If somebody would be Maila, as in Halah, he would be Makter, the head of a bird, of an Oila Sa'if, Rashi says. Shein by Kazayas, that it too didn't have a Kazayas. Umelach Mashlim the Kazayas. But he salted it, and the salt was Mashlim the Kazayas. So we know the Torah says, I'll call Korbancha Takriv Melach. Rashi quotes a different pasuk, Le'sashpis Melach Ris. But the point is that every carbon had to have salt on it. You couldn't be makriv a carbon without salt. Le'sashpis Melach Ris. It's actually a Le'sase. The salt is of some shear. So what would be, if you did a haktara, the Gemara's example is the Reish Ben Yoina, but it's Lav Dafka. What would be if you a makter basar, Pachas mikazayis, and the salt was mashal mikazayis. Would you be chayev or not? Says the Gemara. Amalei Rava mi parzaki. The Rav Ashi said, Rava mi parzaki. You heard Rava Shaila, and he told Rav Ashi, Lav hainu pluktayit Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. I mean, at first glance, isn't that the machloikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish? We had a machloikis whether the etzem could be mashal mikazayis. So, same Shaila, not the etzem. The Melach. So the Gemara says, no, Tibay the Rabbi Yechanan, Tibay the Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Shaila was a Shaila, Sai according to Rabbi Yechanan, and Sai according to Rabbi Yechanan. Tibay the Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that the Etzem is Mashlim le Kizayis, because Chiburi Oilim ka Oilim Dami. But at the same time, we can hypothesize what Rabbi Yochanan would hold regarding Melech. Because perhaps, at kind of come Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rabbi Yochanan said his shita only by the etzem, the min of the basar. Because the etzem is of the same min as the basar, right? It comes together with the basar. You have bones attached to the meat. Av melech, av min of the bar yoinu, but the salt, which is a foreign object, there's just a mitzvah to salt the animal. But at the same time, it's not min of the bar yoinu, maybe it's not mitzvah. And the Gemara says, by the Rish Lakish, I can hear the shayla according to Rish Lakish as well. Rish Lakish who said that the etzem is not mashlum. At kind of come Rish Lakish awesome. You know why Rish Lakish said the etzem is not mashlum? The iparish mino la mitzvah lasuke. Because there's no mitzvah necessarily to put the bones of an animal on the mizbech. If it's attached to the animal, yeah. But to go in the event that it was detached and now put it on the mizbech, there's no mitzvah. But at the same time, aval hacha by the melech, the parish mitzvah lasuke, but the melech, there's always a mitzvah. You have to put melech on the basar. So you don't have to have the etzem attached to the basar, but you do have to have the salt attached to the basar. So I would think maybe over here, loy. Maybe there is no difference. Teiku. In other words, Rava was asking a very nice shayla. I heard a machloike said Rava between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish earlier on Mayuraim. The Gedolei Hador of previous generations, they weren't sure whether the etzem is mashlam for the sheer halah or the etzem is not mashlam for the sheer halah. Said Rava, I want to clear a different shayla. What about the melach? Is the melach mashlam the sheer or is it not mashlam the sheer? Immediately, Rava Biparzaki's reaction was the same shayla. It's not the same shayla. I could hear it according to Rabbi Yochanan that maybe he would hold here l'kula. I could hear Reish Lakish maybe here would hold l'chumra, or maybe not. Either way, says the Gemara, take Rabbi Yosiak l'liyayim. So now we return to the first machloikis in the parak. So parak Ashoichet v'amayla began with someone that was sheichet and mayla, the same exact carbon, bachotz. So he was sheichet bachotz and mayla bachotz. He was over the first part of Vayikra Perek Yudzayim, and the second part of Vayikra Perek Yudzayim. So again, the Parsha Chutz, which is Acha Shehi Shtayim, it's bifurcated to Shechitas Chutz and Halaas Chutz. This person was over both with the same exact carbon. Meaning, if someone is Sheichet one carbon Machutz and Milo another carbon Machutz, of course, he's Chayiv twice. And if he did them B'Sheigeg, B'Helem Echad, he would have to be two Chatois. But this person was Sheikhet v'mayla, the same exact carbon. And the Tanakam in the Mishnah says, you're going to be Chayev al HaShchita v'Chayev al HaHalah. In other words, even if it was done behelem echad, two Chatois, one for the Shchita Schutz, one for the Allah Schutz, Rabbi Yosef Glili argued, Rabbi Yosef Glili said that in this case, you're only going to be Chayev one. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're only going to be Chayev for Shchita Schutz, not for Allah Schutz. Because the only time there's a Chiyev for Allah Schutz is if you were Shochat Pefnit. But if you were Shochat Bechutz, in that case, you're going to be chay for the shechita, you're not going to be chay for the halah. And then Rabbi Yosef Aglili explained his position. He said the reason is, because in the case where you were sheichet b'chutz, and then you were mailo b'chutz, when you were mailo b'chutz, you were mailo adav apostle. And the only time you're chay for halah as chutz, is if you're mailo adavar that was roi lakrav. And the svar is very simple. It's because you were supposed to take this and bring this into the Beis HaMikdash. By the fact that you were mailo b'chutz, that's a bad thing. That's only true if you could have brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. But this had no din hakrava. There was no din hakrava because once you were shaychet b'chutz, at that point, it's psulei hakrava. So being that loy hella ella dover apostle, it's for that reason you're not going to be chayif alosvos. But the Rabbanu responded back, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And at first glance, they made a checkmate argument. You're going to tell me the only time you chayif alos chutz is if you're maila dover that was right of nim. Then how can you be chayif alos chutz? Every halos chutz is a problem. Because the minute you take the basar chutz, it's nifsal b'yaitze. Once it's nifsal b'yaitze, it is no din akrava. Zok de gemara. Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Rebbe Yosef Aglili. So Rebbe was sitting in Beis Medrash, and he said the Chachamim's kashat Rebbe Yosef Aglili is so stark. We have an obligation. It's a mitzvah liyashev. We need to come to the defense of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And that's exactly what Rebbe did. Rebbe said, you know what Rabbi Yosef Aglili held? Rabbi Yosef Aglili held, ma'la sheikha b'fnim ma'la b'chutz sh'oysa l'sh'as ha'koysh. Toime b'sheikha b'chutz ma'la b'chutz l'hoysa l'sh'as ha'koysh. It's true. Every single ma'la b'chutz, you're being ma'la something that's not roi right now to go on the mizbech. Why is it not roi to go on the mizbech? Because it's nifsal b'yotzei. But it was once right to go on the mizbech. When you were sheichet b'fnim, it was right to go on the mizbech. So being that it had a shasa kosher, that's enough to say that it's somehow ra'oi le'akrova, that if you're ma'ilot b'chutz, you're going to be chayev. As opposed to when you're sheichet b'chutz or ma'ilot b'chutz, that baser never had a shasa kosher. Because the at the moment that it would have been Roy Lakrava, it was already Bachutz. You were Sheikhit Bachutz, it was a Sheikhit Absolut. So at that point, it was never Roy Lakrava, it never had a Shasa Koyeshev. Never had a Shasa Koyeshev. That's where Rabbi Yosef Glili holds it's going to be an issue. So it's not that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that it has to right now physically Bepoyel be Roy Lakrava. Basically realizes that every Allah's chutz is not Roy Lakrava. It's always Nifsal B'Yaisek. But at very least, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, had to have once been Roy Lakrava. Every Allah's chutz with the Shechita was Bifnim was Roy Lakrava. It only became not Roy Lakrava later when it was Yosef. As opposed to Shachat B'chutz, we are Mitchilas B'Yosef. It was already not Roy Lakrava. There it's going to be different. Says the Gemara, Heshev Rebbe Loz Reb Shimon, Tachas Rebbe Yisagli. Loz Reb Shimon said, I too am going to come to the defense of Rebbe Yisagli. I too can make a distinction between Shachat Bechutz or Shachat Bifnim, where it was Nifsal B'Yaitzeh. And what is that? Not the Shachat Bifnim or Ma'ala Bechutz, Shekin Kodesh Mekafah. If someone's Shachat Bifnim and he's Ma'ala Bechutz, so the Basar, it was Nifsal B'Yaitzeh. But even though the Basar was Nifsal B'Yaitzeh, we learned the whole Perek of Mizbeach Mekadesh. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's no Din Haktara on this Basar. There is a Din Haktara. There's a haktara psulin. There's a haktara of lachmesh on mizbeach. There's a haktara of mizbeach mekadesh. Of im olu lo yerdu. All synonyms. Right? There is a mitzvah haktara. Because if you would take this boss and you'd put it on the mizbeach, the din would be lo yerdu. Im olu lo yerdu. Now, you're not supposed to put it on the mizbeach. But there's a bidiyevet type mitzvah haktara that you have. Thus, it is ra'u to go to the mizbeach. To be in the oil mind. That's why you have the parasha of Allah's chutz. Toime b'sheichet b'chutz. As opposed to sheichet b'chutz. She'en kodesh b'kabloi. But if someone is sheichet b'chutz, that shechita is such a bad shechita that messes up the carbon so horribly that you don't even have a haktara b'dievet. You don't even have a malul yerdo. It's for that reason Rabbi Yosef Glili said that's completely excluded from the parasha of Allah's chutz. In other words, Rabbi Yosef Glili saying that there is a din that a carbon has to be ra'oi lifnim to be on the mizbeach in order to be chayef and be makter the baser of that carbon machutz. But said Rabbi Yosef Glili, every halos chutz, even though it's nifsal b'yotzei, but it's still ra'oi lifnim. There's an imalu lo yerdu de gehaktara. It's only shachat b'chutz where there's no imalu lo yerdu. There the din is imalu yerdu. It's only over there that it's going to be a problem. My benai, what's the nafkamina between Rebbe's Pshat and Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon's Pshat and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Again, Rabbi said that the difference between Shachat Bechutz and Shachat Bifnim, aren't they both possible, is one had a Shas HaKoysha, one didn't have a Shas HaKoysha. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon said the difference is one is Alu Lo Yerdu, the other one is Alu Yerdu, says the Gemara. Nafkamina would be if you shecht it at night. If the reason that it's a problem, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, is because it never had a Shas HaKosher. Shachat B'Laila also never had a Shas HaKosher. The Shechita was Psula. And being that the Shechita was Psula, it never had a Shas HaKosher. If the reason is related to Malu Lo Yerdu, Shachat B'Laila is a Malu Lo Yerdu. Rabbah Merabbah said, Kabbalah B'Klichol L'Kabinayu. If the Kabbalah was done not with a Klisharis, it was done with a Klichol. If the reason it's a problem is because of Shas HaKosher, this too never had a Shas HaKosher. Because even though the Shechita was good, but as soon as the Kabbalah was done with a Klichol, you never had Dam that was Roy Lizrika. Thus, it's considered that there was never a Shas HaKosher. But if the distinction is whether it's a Malu Lo Yerdu, at the end of the day, if you do Kabbalah with a Klichol, that Loch is going to be a Malu Lo Yerdu. If the Loch is going to be a Malu Lo Yerdu, that's enough that if you Milo this Pasa Bachutz, you should be Chayt. Now Rashi speaks out that that's Pashit, that this Gemara that said that Shachat Balayla is a Malu Lo Yerdu and Kiblo B'Klichol is a Malu Lo Yerdu, that's all going according to Shitas Rav Shimon, Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh, who holds that Shachat B'Laila and these things are Im Olu Lo Yerdu. But Rabbi Yehuda said there was three miyutim in the parsha of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Zoyis Toiras Ha'oila Harei Elu Gimel Miyutim Prat L'Nishchata B'Laila V'Nishpach Dama, so that there are examples of cases where it's Im Olu Yerdu. Two of them are the two that the Gemara just mentioned. Nishchata b'alayla is imalu yerdu. Kiblo b'klicha, which is the equivalent of nishbach, is also imalu yerdu. Here the Gemara is saying that it's imalu lo yerdu. It's all according to Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Yehuda, those things are in fact going to be imalu yerdu. Feiter. Tomish achal bin kodesh. So then the Mishnah digressed. And the Mishnah went, me'inyin le'inyin, shaloi ba'oise inyin. And the Mishnah said that we mentioned the machlokes Tanakam Reb Yosi Aglili. I'll tell you another machlokes between the Tanakam Reb Yosi Aglili, where the methodology of that machlokes mirrors the methodology of this machlokes. Meaning, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita is that even though someone that's Tomei, he has Tumas Agov, and he eats Kachim, is Chayiv Karis, but that's only a Tomei She'ochal Tahar. it's only true if he ate kachim that's tahar. But someone that's tameh, that eats kachim that's tameh, the halacha is his potter. The chachamim argue. And Amru lem chacham Rabbi Yisrael Glili, a very similar argument to what they made in the Reisha, the Mishnah, regarding Hashoichet Vamayla. And that is, how could you distinguish between a Tomei Sha'achal Es HaTohar and a Tomei Sha'achal Es HaTomei? Every single time the Tomei is Achal the Tohar, he's mitamit. Thus, it's always a Tomei Sha'achal Es HaTomei. So how could you say there's a difference? That was the Chachamim's argument to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So again, just for one moment as backdrop before we start this Gemara, we're familiar with the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, and that means that Kachim and Tumah don't go together. So if someone's tummy enters the base of Mikdash, he's Chayv Karas. If somebody eats Kachim, that's Tumah, Malkus. If someone is Tomei and he eats Kachim, that's Tar, he's Chayv Karas as well. So there's a lot of ideas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, but as it relates to background for this Sugya, there's a fundamental difference between someone that's Tomei that eats kachim that's tahar versus someone that's tahar that eats kachim that's tameh. I mean, they're very similar. They're both achilas kachim betumah. But there's a big difference. Where the tumah is in the guf, where the person is tameh, what's known as tumas aguf, and he eats kachim that's tahar, he's chayiv karas. If the person is tahar and he eats kachim that's tameh, it's tumas basar, it's the kachim that's tameh. Over there, it's a lois asay, it's an asay, but at the same time, it's not going to be karas. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said a chiddush in our Mishnah, this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's shita, that the only time someone that's tameh, that eats kachim, is chayiv karas, is if the kachim he ate was tahar. But let's say he was tameh and the kachim was tameh, then he's not going to be chayiv karas. And that was the Rabbanan's time to be exactly. How's that possible? Every time the tameh eats kachim tahar, he made a tameh. So he's always eating the kachim that's tameh. Oh, my Rava. Says the Gemara Shapir, come on, the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yisrael. At first glance, the Rabbanan are coming with a very compelling argument to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Oh, my Rava. Rava said as follows. Kol echa de nitma Tumas aguf va'achakach nitma basa t'kuli amaloi pligi d'chayef. Shekein tumas aguf bekaris. In other words, that's true. We have to tweak Shitas Rabbi Yosei Aglili a little bit. That's Pashit. Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds that if the person became tamei and then the basa became tamei, even though this tamei is now eating basa that's tamei, he's still going to be chayef karas for eating the basa that's tamei. The only time Rabbi Yosei Aglili said his shita was when the basa first became tamei and then he became tamei. But if the person was tameh, and then the basa became tameh, b'kehai gavna, it's pashit, the halacha is, that he's going to be chayev. And being that that's the case, the Rabbanan are not saying anything. The Rabbanan's time to raise is not a good time. Because those are the Rabbanan's time to raise Aglili. How could you tell me your tameh sha'achal asa tameh is pater from karis? Every tameh sha'achal asa tar is a tameh sha'achal asa tameh. It's not true. Because he was tameh first. That's how he was metameh. And being that he was, that's what we're talking about. So as long as he was metameh first, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, ki pligi, what is the machlokes? Bishanit ma basar, where first the basar became tameh, v'achachach nitma gov, and then the person became tameh. Rabbanon, sorry, Rabbanon hold, amrino migo. Rabbi Yisad lili sava, loy amrino migo. What does that mean? So there's some long rashis here. What it means is, the yisoid of the machlokes, Rabbi Yisad lili in the Rabbanon, is actually a very general machlokes. And that is, in the sugi of Isra Chal al Isar. So we know Ein Isra Chal al Isar. Once something is awesome, it can't come also again. Stating that, there are times when you say Isser Chal al Isser. One of them is what's known as Isser Koila. If the second Isser is Moisef, it's Marba, over in Isser, over the first Isser, that's an example where you could say Isser Chal al Isser. Says the one like this. The Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yosei Aglili, why he holds a Tomei She'achal Es HaTomei, is not Chayev, Karis, it's because Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Once the Basar was Tomei, so that even though now the person became Tameh, that second Isser is not Chal. If that second Isser is not Chal, all you have is the Isser of Basar Tameh, which is not an Isser of Chayvi Krisos. That's why you're not going to be Chayiv Karas. The Rabbanan hold is true, Isser Chal al Isser. But the Isser Koilu, Aminon Isser Chal al Isser. And this is a classic example of Isser Koilu. Why? Because when the Basar's Tameh, you just can't eat this piece of meat. When the person becomes Tameh, now I can't eat any kachin. So clearly, when the person becomes tamei, there's a lot more iser. The ramifications of him becoming tamei isn't just this piece of meat. It's now negay all pieces of meat that are kachin. So as a result, The Chachamim hold Isser Koil. That's why, even though the Basa became Tameh first, and then the person became Tameh, and usually Ein Isser Chalal Isser, it's Isser Koil. Because the Tumas Aguf is Koil Olam, more than the Tumas Basa. That's why over here you're going to say Isser Chalal Isser. Meaning the Rabbanan on Amrinan Migu. What does Migu mean? We don't mean above a Metziah Migu. They hold Isser Koil. Whereas the Chachamim, where Yosef Aglili holds Loy Amrinan Migu, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Afilu Be Isser Koil. And for that reason, in that case, where the Basa became Tame, and then the person became Tame, there's not going to be the halacha of Migo. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Nehi de Migo lo Yamrina. I understand Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of Koilo. But Tesi Tumas Aguf de Chamira v'tochel al Tumas Basar. Let the Tumas Aguf, which is more Chamer, be Chal on Tumas Basar. Here the Gemara is saying an interesting Svara in the Sugis of Issa Chal Alessar. That maybe if the second Issa is more Chamer than the first Issa, everybody should hold Issa Chal Alessar. So over here you have two reasons why you should say Issa Chal Alessar. Number one, Issa Koilo. And number two, the second Issa is more Chamer. Second Issa is a Chavi Krisos. Tumas Aguf is Chayvi Krisos. The first is not a Chayvi Krisos. So the Gemara is saying, I can hear Rabbi Yosef really doesn't hold of Isser Koilo. But if the second is more Chamer over here, L'chura, he should agree. Rav Ashi said, why did Tumas Aguf Chamura? How do you know Tumas Aguf is more Chamer than Tumas Basa? Duma Tumas Basa Chamura. Maybe Tumas Basa is more Chamer than Tumas Aguf. Shekhen ein lo tayre b'mikvah. You're right. On the one hand, Tumas Aguf is more Chamer because it's Karis. Tumas Basa has no Karis. But I'll find you a cooler that Tumas Aguf has over Tumas Basa. Tumas Basa, if the Basa is Tameh, he can't put it in the mikvah and make it tar. If a person's Tameh, he can go to the mikvah and be tar. So therefore, you find the tzad chumrah in Tumas Basar over Tumas Aguf. Thus argues the Gemara, it's not muchach that the second is mochamer. Bottom line is, the Rabbanan came with a good argument, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yosef Aglili only said it where the Basar became Tameh first. The reason in that case, you're not chayiv karis for eating the basa that's tameh, is because ein isser chal alisser. The rabbanon agree ein isser chal alisser, but the rabbanon hold be isser koil ol amrinan isser chal alisser. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds ein isser chal alisser. Not just that, veloy amrinan migu. In other words, even be isser koil. Zok the mishnah chaymer b'shchita b'aliyah, umaliyah b'shchita. So again, it's two parshias of chutz. One is shchitas chutz, and the other one is aliyas chutz. Says the Gemara, there's a chumrah in the parsha of Shechitas Chutz over the parsha of Aliyas Chutz, and there's a chumrah in the parsha of Aliyas Chutz over the parsha of Shechitas Chutz. Rashi speaks out later in the sugya that this is really a little bit of a chiddush, because the Gemara had said that there was a hekesh between the two parshias of Halah and Shechita. We learned that Halach is one from the other in the context of the Azara. There was a Gzeir Shavi even. So based on the Gzeir Shavi and the Hekish, you would think that the two parashis are interchangeable. So any Halach you find by Shechita, you should have by Halach. Any Halach you find by Halach, you should have by Shechita. Stating that, the Mishnah says it's not the case. There is one Chumrah that Shechita has over Aliyah, and there's one Chumrah that Aliyah has over Shechita. Chumrah b'Shechita, what's the Chumrah that Shechita has over Aliyah? Shashaych lehedit chayev, amay lehedit potter. If somebody shechts, kachim b'chutz, but he has in mind not to do it for Hashem. He has in mind to do it for a person. Or let's even for Avodah Zarah. Are you going to be chayef eshchitas chutz or not? Says the Mishnah, yeah. Hashoich le'edit chayef. If somebody would do the equivalent theory, do the same exact thing, but not b'shchita with halah, in that case it would be potter. Now Rashi speaks that right away. If someone shoichet, kachin, b'chutz, for a hedyet, he's an oved Avodah Zarah. That's true, says Rashi. I agree with you. But you're not a shoichet b'chutz. So l'mayin afgamina. If you did it b'shoigeg, you were amazing on the Avodah Zarah, but you were a shoigeg on the Shechitas Chutz. Do you have to be a chatas for being a shoigeg on the Shechitas Chutz? You'll be chayiv karis for Avodah Zarah, but that's Hashem's cheshbon. The question is, from Bezdin's perspective, do we obligate you to bring a karban chatas? Do we allow you to bring the karban? Are you a chayiv chatas because you b'shoigeg were shoichet b'chutz or not? So says the Mishnah, yeah, ha-shoichet lehedyet is chayiv, the hamaylo lehedyet is potter. Chayim aliyah. What's the chumah that you find by Allah's chutz over shchitas chutz? Shneim she'achzav b'sakav v'shachdu b'turim. If two people hold on to the knife and they shech together, you're potter. There's an idea of shneim she'asu. In Hilchos Shabbos, you find this idea of shneim she'asu. So you have a shneim she'asu here too. Two people that do the shchita together are going to be potter. Achzay be'ever. But if two people held on to the evarim of this animal, v'helu, and they were maylo chayav. Another Allah. Hello, because of the hello, because of the hello. Let's say you did a halah, and then another Allah, and then another Allah. Chayev al kol aliyah v'aliyah. Divrei Rav Shimon. You chayev for each aliyah. Rabbi Yosi says, ain't a chayev alach. Again, assuming you did a b'shoigig, b'halam echad, so you chayev for each aliyah, or you only chayev one. It's a machlekes v'shim Rabbi Yosi. And there's going to be a Gemara in the days that's going to discuss this in rather great lamdisha detail. Additionally, you're not chayev for halas chutz unless the halal was done on a mizbeach. It doesn't have to be on a mizbeach. If you do it on a rock or on a stone, that's enough for you to be chayev. In other words, you have a machlekes tanan, halas chutz, doesn't have to be a mizbeach, like you make this makeshift mizbeach, and now you do the halas chutz. Only then are you chayev? Shimon says, no, even if you do it on a rock or on a stone, as long as you took basar of kachshon and you were mailin on the mizbeach, that's enough for you to be chayev. So we had two differences between shchitas chutz and halas chutz. One was a chumra in shchita over halah, the other was a chumra in halah over shchita. What was the chumra that shchita had over halah? Hashoychet lehedyid is chayev, hamailu lehedyid is potter. So shchita, as long as you shach the kachshon b'chutz, doesn't matter what your intentions are, you're automatically going to be chayev. But when it comes to halah, you have to have in mind that you're doing the halah fashion. It says the Mishnah, Ma'ilu Hedyid Potter. Why is Ma'ilu Hedyid Potter Dechsiv? Probably because the pasuk says Lashem. It says in the parasha of halah aschutz, Vel Pesach lo yevihu, Lasi soysa Lashem. It has to be Lashem. So if it wasn't Lashem, you're Potter. B'shchita nam yoksev Lashem. By shchita it also says Lashem. It says Vel Pesach lo yevihu, La'akriv karbin Lashem. So the Gemara says, Shani hasam dom akra ishish. It's true, it says Lashem. But it also says ish ish mi beis yisrael asher yishcha, and we darshan from there ish sheshachat l'shem ish. So it's true it says Lashem, but it also says mashma ish sheshachat. It says ish ish by halah as well. Valeim toimer ish ish mi beis yisrael asher yala. So the Gemara says, no, that ish ish I need for something else. That ish ish, even if two people held on to the Eivra and they were Ma'ilet, so you're going to be Chayav. How do you know to darshan the ish ish by Shechita, ish ashach ala ish, and the ish ish by Halah to tell me, Shnayim Shehelu Be'ever Chayavim? Maybe the ish ish that it says by Shechita is also coming to teach me that if two people do the Shechita together, you're going to be Chayav. Shani Yasam Damakra, Hahu Echab Leishnayim. No, by Shechita it says the word Hahu, and being that it says the word Hahu, that teaches me that you're only chayiv, only one person's chayiv. Two people, it says, Dam yichoshev ishahu. Only one person can be, Ihoch yabalo, nam yiksev. It says, Venichras ha ishahu meyamav. It says, Ahu there too. So, Hadi darshan ish ish, two people are chayiv. It says the same word, Ahu. So, the Gemara says, Ahu that it says by Allah, mi bayle le mu'ute shoygigaynu sumutah. That the only time yichayiv chorus is if you are Ahu. Rashi says, you bahaviyasai ubedaitai. But if you were a shoygig, you were an oynes, you made a mistake, then you're not going to be chayiv karz. Tosfos asks the obvious kasha, what does a hava mina? That if you were an oynes or a shoygig, that you'd be chayiv karz. So, not for now. But ihachi. But the Gemara says, hachi nami mibayle lemu'ute on a shoygig umuta. How do you know that the ahu by Allah is coming to mamayit shoygig oynes umuta? And not the ahu by shchita. Maybe the ahu by shchita is coming to mind the same thing. Marsa treya hu ksivi. By shchita it says the word ahu twice. By Allah it only says the word ahu once. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the reason a shoychet lehedyir is chayiv is because it says ish ish. Ish ish is marba ish ishach ala ish. The reason a maila lehedyir is pater is because it says Lashem. And the Gemara goes back and forth. It says the same ish ish by Allah. It says the same Lashem by shchita. And the Gemara did what it does. But the Gemara just concludes with one kasha of El Lashem Lamali. Why did it say Lashem by Shechita? If it's not to teach me that it has to be Lashem, why does it say Lashem? It says the Gemara, Lohitzi Sar Meshtalech. If somebody shechts the Sar Lazazel, Bachotz, are you going to be chayv? Are you going to be potter? You would have thought, maybe you should be chayv. Says that you're potter. The reason is because it has to be something that was brought Lashem as opposed to the Sar Meshtalech that wasn't brought Lashem. What does that mean? So again, we're going to have to get to that at some point this week. Not sure we're going to get to everything, but we're going to have to get to it at some point this week because it's the Sar Meshtaleach is actually critical in understanding the laws of Shchutei Chutz. But for now, the word... Exactly. But for now, what Lashem is coming to teach me is Lahoitzi Sar Hamishtaleach. So again, the Chumra that Shchita had over Allah was Hashaykh Lahayir is Chayiv. Hamaylo lehedid is potter. Why is a sheikh lehedid chayev? Ish 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 ishachal ish. Why is a maylo lehedid potter? Because it says Hashem. It's interesting because it says the same ish ish by Allah. It says the same Hashem by Shechita. But they're coming to teach me different things in different parishes. Allah had a chumra over Shechita, and what was that? Chumra by Allah. Two people that do the halah chayev, but two people that do the Shechita are going to be potter. Tana rabbanan ish ish mat hamadloim. The rabbi shaim shachzu be'ever ve'elu shechayavim. When it says ish ish in the parasha of halah, it's coming to teach me shnayim shaasu. So that's the Gemara. Yachav alo dino. I would have thought based on that, make a kavu chaymer. Uma hashoich lehedid shechayev. Shnayim shachzu besach mashachtu pturim. Ma doch Shechita that has a chumra over Allah. What's the chumra? The chumra that the Mishnah says hashoich lehedid is chayev, but shnayim shachzu besakin al potter. Hamaylu lehedit shu potter. Hamaylu lehedit. That's potter. Eino yidin sheshnayim shachzu pturim tamaboy ma ish ish. That's why the Torah had to say ish ish. But the bottom line is, how do you know that shnayim shach shehelu archayev? It's from ish ish. Rabbi Yosi says, hahu. No, I disagree. Two people that do hala are like two people that do shchita. They're going to be potter. And the reason is because it says the word ahu, echad v'lo shnayim. Im kein ma talmud loymar ish ish. What does the word ish ish mean? Nothing. Dibra Torah, kolashim le'yadam. Rav Shimon, hayahu mibayu le'ishay. You understand what Rav Shimon that does darshan ish ish to teach me that two people that do hala are chayev. Why doesn't he say that the word ahu is mema'it, that only one person is chayev? Shimon holds that the word ahu is coming lema'ute. Like we had in the previous Gemara. For Rabbi Yossi says, it says who? Who? Hahu. So who, hahu are two separate drushes. For Rabbi Shimon, who, hahu, like darsh. It's interesting. Rabbi Yossi holds ish ish is not a drasha, because Dibra Torah Kalasha Bnei Adam. Rabbi Yossi held who, hahu is a drasha, right? You could learn two things from the word hahu, because it could have said who. Instead, it said hahu. But as it relates to ish ish, it's Dibra Torah Kalasha Bnei Adam. So the ish ish is not revealing, but who hahu is revealing. Interesting. Either way, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi, me the high ish ish dibra Torah kolash of neyadam, hahu ish ish not me dibra Torah kolash of neyadam. If the words ish ish in the parsha of Allah's chutz teach me nothing, because it's just dibra Torah kolash of neyadam, then you have to be consistent. You have to say that when it says ish ish in the parsha of shchutei chutz, it's also not teaching me anything. The problem is we learned the halacha from ish ish in the parsha of shchutei chutz. We learned how shaychet lahedir is chayef. Ish, ish, even ish, shachal ish. So, frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, mi dehai ish, ish, dibritari kalash bnei adam, ha-hu ish, ish, nami dibritari kalash bnei adam, vela shaychet lahedir ben ali dechayef. So, the Gemara says he learns from somewhere else. Naf gilei, mi dam yechashev le-ish, ha-hu dam shafach, va-afilu ha-shaychet le-ish. That dam shafach, even it was, dam yechashev le-ish. It's from the words dam yechashiv leish. Even if the machshava yechashiv milosha machshava was leish, even then you're going to be chayiv. We will stop here, and I want to give a very special thank you to Rabbi Aryeh Gelbart, who of course was the bal mechadish of the Shabbos Nachum Raid Bite, and I just want to thank him for really all the chizik, and this morning's daf could not have been done without you. Tiskel mitzvah, I really appreciate it.